Located in Piedmont, South Carolina. Over. 4PFI, correct?
That's correct.
Thank you. Your name is D-O-N, correct?
That is correct.
For that information, you know, I'm trying to, you know, learn more of the people on the repeater. So I, you know, have a logbook here, and I have, you're my sixth person that I have down on it. I talked to a lot of people Friday, except I didn't log them all down.
Do you, have you ever checked in on the net at 9 o'clock every night?
Before I had my license, I listened to it on the handheld, but I haven't gotten the chance to check it in. That's a little bit late for me. I'm normally in bed at that time, so maybe one time I could stay up and check in sometime.
Okay, well, they have a net every night at 9 o'clock. That's on this frequency, 146.610. And I used to call the swap net on Wednesday nights, but I got Gary, KI4DOS, he calls it on Wednesday night. And they have different radio equipments for sale, people wanting to sell them, a variety of stuff. So you might want to listen in on that sometime. It's only on Wednesday night. So I've got to get out of here anyway. My wife says I better get myself in gear and get going here. Nice talking with you, and welcome to the ham radio world. I hope everything works out fine for you. Again, this is KG4PFI. Good evening.
ULP, A73 to you, and I am Chris. For ULP monitoring. ULP.
For ULP, KK4RQO, good morning.
Morning. Did you just turn on your radio, or did you hear my call sign earlier? Because I tried on a different radio. Did it go through or not? I think I might be having a little bit of trouble with it.
Here for a few minutes. They're on your top of the dot. Just working on the computer and working on my phone here, setting up Garmin. Well, Reamcom Garmin Connect on the watch. Using there. Gonna love that morning when you get that thick crap in your throat. But anyway. I've been listening to you between your HD and the bass. They both sound about the same. There was that little bit of static, but you're coming through just fine. You got a little bit of what we call white noise.
I'm going to go ahead and switch over to my base station. So this is KO4ULP here, and I'll be on in just a second. ULP.
You got a full room of you. Like I said, just like with your HD, you got a little bit of popcorn in there, a little static white noise, we call it, but you're just fine.
My signal is good. So your call sign is, I want to see if I have it down in my logbook or not. What is it?
Click operator, we spoke Friday.
The KK4RQO, correct?
Roger there, ultralight player.
And when I got your call sign down, I didn't get your name. So do you mind if you could spell that out for me so I can get that down in my logbook too?
Guess I didn't give it or whatever happened out there. It's Charlie, Oscar, Delta, Yankee, Cody.
J-O-D-Y, correct?
Charlie there. Either way, but yeah, it's C-O-D-Y, Charlie Oscar W.
Bye, sorry, that's my bad. I'm still getting a little bit used to the photonic alphabet, but alright. So is it, my brother seems to think it's C-H. So is it C-H-O-D-Y or C-O-D-Y?
D-Y.
Thank you. So now that can match names with call signs, I didn't really think to put down names with call signs, so that would be my bad. I just didn't write that down. So now I have about four other people to get their names that I got down in my logbook, so that'll be a little bit of a challenge if I can get them again and get their name down, which I should be able to sometime.
Roger. Yeah, Yeah, I remember my first time. I had three or four notebooks, two or three, or a pack or so of printer paper. Both of those HF meters. And I went to a software on the computer called Log Number 4 Oscar Mike OM. And yep, I remember those days. I've talked to so many people now that I stopped blogging because, well. Oh, no, I take that back. I was using QRZ, but then they changed the system up, and then I went to Log 4 OEM. And then after that, I just started talking to folks. Usually kind of hover around on certain computers and get to know people pretty good. You'll figure that out as time goes on.
If I can more get, like, the people who are normally on the repeater, get them down, and if I ever get, like, somebody who's far away to be able to get them down, so that way I can more recognize the people on the repeater and get to know more people. So, yeah, you have a little bit of a static there, but still understandable.
Roger. Yeah, I think it's probably 9. They're trying to set up a password there. I got numbers and letters on the brain right now. But anyhow, there we go. That should be probably pretty good. Let's see. Okay. Successfully changed. Anywho, yeah, it's probably just conditions or whatever. But I usually hit this one. Usually hit this repeater. It's a pretty big thumb there. But, yeah, it's probably just conditions or maybe the wind shifts my antenna just a hair off the mark. So, yeah, that's another thing I have fun with as time goes on is the condition changes there. That's anything from antenna movement to cloud cover to temperature to what we call a solar storm. It's all kind of goodies when it comes to Mother Nature radio. But, yeah. So, yeah, next thing you'll need to do is, once you get good with the old 2-meter there, the little 440, just go get your general and pick you up an HF rig and stretch your wire across the yard. I don't know if you got a tree close by or what, but, yeah, stretch a nice little wire across the yard, and then you can talk all over the world. That's what I've got here. And, the neighbor texted me there, so. Anyway, so. I'm going to jump off here and see what he wants, but I will definitely jump back in here if you're still off. KK4RQO. Talk to the new ham comer to our family, KO4ULP. Again, congratulations for getting that ticket. I'll say 7-3 until next time and hope you get a lot more contact on the face.
This is KO4 ULP. I'm thinking about getting my general license shortly, but 73 to you. I am clear.